Okay, part three. So we're standing at the base of the glacier at about 7 o'clock in the morning. It's a beautiful, crisp, clear morning. And my three colleagues have just passed me the rope, expecting me to tie on, despite the fact that I am not in the best shape. Before I'd even thought it through very carefully, I did tie on, and all four of us made our way up onto the glacier and started the ascent. 8 hours later, we got to the summit at 5,600 meters above sea level. That's about 18,400 foot. Every single step, and I do mean every single step on the way up, was a real physical, mental, emotional undertaking. It's hard to describe or even get a sense of how much effort it can be to take one single step at altitude. And to break that 8 hour ascent down into what it was, which was literally one step at a time, and just keep persisting, keep taking those individual steps, is a most extraordinary experience to look back on. There were plenty of times where I consciously was not looking ahead. I couldn't stand the idea of looking ahead. It was far too big a undertaking to even glance at. So I was just concentrating on the ground beneath my feet and taking that next step, and then take a few breaths and then take another step. And we got there, all four of us, got there in a safe time. So we had a turn back time, as you do on all big mountains, where we knew if we weren't at the summit by a certain time, we'd have to turn back to be down at a reasonable hour in the evening. Those 8 hours were very long 8 hours, but the view was constantly changing. We went across the glacier, we went up onto the snowfield, different degrees of steepness. The sight of this remote mountain range and the fact that we were the only human beings in this area was exceptional. We all got to the top, we enjoyed a bit of a celebration on top, and then turned ourselves around, and it was a 4 hour descent back to base camp. So we're out for a total of 12 hours. But the thing I really took from that amazing experience and the satisfaction of having completed that route was three things really. Firstly, the incredible, generous trust that the rest of the team showed in me to offer the rope, to commit themselves as well as me to this ascent. And that was also reflected in the trust I with hindsight, I realized I had in myself to keep moving, to keep taking one more step, to go slow enough that I could physically, mentally, and emotionally handle the ascent and just keep on going. And the third aspect is the memory of this one step at a time does get you to the summit, even though your progress on each step is minuscule compared with where you are wanting to get to. If you just keep taking those steps, you get there, and you get there safely.